Okay, today I'm with Becky Smith in Midlam in Yorkshire at Mickey Hammond's yard. Thanks very much for agreeing to talk to us, Becky.
Thank you.
Then you were lady champion flat amateur jockey in 2018 and also runner-up in the as a jump jockey as well. And that takes some doing. What special attributes do you need to succeed in both codes like that?
Oh, that's a tough one. Dedication is the main one, I think. Relationships with trainers and owners, but hard work, and I think any jockey would say that the harder you work, the more you get out of it, and I think a little bit sometimes it's luck. I was very lucky last year, I rode 11 winners on the flat, and with the national hunt, I had to divide my time and literally put my heart and soul into it, and I'll continue to do so, to try and win that jumps one third time lucky.
Physically, do you have to sort of get yourself fitter for one of the other codes? Is it more difficult to ride in the flat or the jumps?
I don't think it's difficult. I think they're both difficult. And I think, you know, we're very lucky to do a job we love. I think fitness is a lot of it. And I think the more fitness you can do outside of race riding or working, it, you know, always gives you that little bit extra. We're very lucky. We've got Jack Berry House in Malton. I spent a lot of time there last summer, whenever I could get there. And similarly, I've been so busy this summer, I haven't been there as much. So then you've got to be conscious to try and do a little bit outside of just the riding, because my dad always said, you know, the more money you put in the bank, the more you have at the end of it. And I think really when I was a kid, I used to think, all right, Dad, yeah. But it's a true statement. And I think really for anybody aspiring to do it is the more you put in, the more you get out.
Okay, now you spent, if my research is right, you spent 5 years learning the ropes in the Irish point-to-point scene. I mean, that must have been a fair grounding.
Yeah, it rains a lot in Ireland, but no, I was very lucky. I spent 5 years with Porrick and Gráinne O'Connor, Derek O'Connor, the champion amateur's brother, working with young horses, and we trained some pointers, and he was very successful, and he still is now, and it really was a fair grounding, and I learnt to sit tight, and I learnt how to deal with young horses, and I think that really did give me a step forward coming back to England to be a jockey.
Was that a bit of a baptism of fire going over there to begin with?
Yeah, well, I was sort of at that in-between place when you're sort of 18, 19 and you don't know what you want to do after college. And my dad said, if you don't know what you want to do, then I'm not paying for you to go to university. And it was probably the right statement. And I just took myself off there and they offered me a job. And I stayed I was staying for the summer. And 5 years later, I wandered home.
Now, you're obviously a very talented jockey, but you've also trained a winner. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Pointing winner, yeah. Yeah, I was very lucky, me and my friend Catherine Walton, who's the top amateur jockey, she's finished riding now, pointing and national hunt, but we got a horse from a friend of ours and we trained him together, and yeah, he won first time out, and that was a really special day for us, sort of two best friends just having a bit of fun, and we never really expected it, but no, that was probably one of my best days.
So is that the first of many, do you think?
Yeah, well, I hope so, but I just keep riding at the minute. I think it's easier riding them than it is training them.
And something else I found out, you also boxed.
I boxed in a charity box, yeah. White collar boxing a few years ago now. I didn't win, I got mulled, but no, it was good. And I love doing things for charity. And I think, you know, if you can give a little bit back doing something and making a fool of yourself, why not?
And you talk about the charity there, you're also ambassador for Racing Welfare. You keep yourself busy.
Yeah, great charity. I was lucky enough to be sponsored by them for a season, and then I carried on as an ambassador. And yeah, anything I can do to help them, because that, you know, like we talk about grassroots, but that is what Racing Welfare does, is helps everybody from the lowest level to the highest level in any way they possibly can. And I think that, you know, anyone in racing, if they can just do a little bit to help Racing Welfare, it's a great cause.
Right, and you've ridden in Abu Dhabi. Now that must be a bit different from the Irish point to points. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, the Sheikh of Fatima series. Very lucky to get invited out. You go to a different country, and if you ride a winner, you get invited to ride in the final. And then I was lucky to ride a winner in Texas, Sam Houston. That was really great because I'd just come back from a bad knee injury. I think it was my second ride back, and it won. So that was really good, and finished second in the final. And you get to go out there for 5 days and really, like, through the AGA, that's a great thing for us to be able to travel the world, because obviously we, as amateur jockeys, we don't get paid, so those experiences are second to none, really.
And is that funded? Funded.
It's Lara Sawaya. It's through the Sheikh Fatima bin Murak training series. So they do apprentices and amateur ladies. So yeah, we're very lucky to be involved with that.
Right, now can you just sort of explain, apart from the obvious, what the basic differences for riding as an amateur and a professional would be?
Well, it's like any amateur sport, you're not getting paid to do it. So really, we're doing it for the love of the game. But obviously, like any jockey, we're doing it to win. But yeah, that's the main thing. I'm very lucky. I've got a great sponsor with Harrogate Springwater, you know, and they help me with my gear and transport and things. And without them, really, it would be a struggle because, you know, on a stable lad's wage, working full time, it's Mickey Hammond's very good to me, lets me off to go and ride without docking pay. You know, I am probably one of the most lucky amateurs in the country, but a lot of them aren't, you know, and it's tough, really.
And do you have an ambition to become professional?
No.
Any reason why not?
Well, I'm too old now.
Too old?
No, I've thought about it over the years, and so many people have said it to me, would you go professional jumping? And like, I am too heavy to ride on the flat professionally, and I would have to work so hard with my weight. And I love what I do. I enjoy riding on the flat. I enjoy riding over jumps. And I suppose while things are going well and I'm still riding winners and I'm still riding winners against professionals, I think I'm just quite happy in the category I'm in.
Is it the best of both worlds then, really?
I think so, yeah. You know, I never got into this job to make loads of money. I got into it because I love horses and I love the people I work with, and that's it, basically.
You must get a nice sense of satisfaction when you beat a professional.
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
Now then, something recently that's been sort of debated in racing circles. What's your opinion on ladies getting lady jockeys getting an allowance? Do you think they should?
Well, no, I think they tried it in France for a little while. I don't know if they're still doing it. Look, everyone will have a difference of opinion on the situation, but I think that, you know, at the minute, while you've got so many girls riding and they're riding the claims out and they're riding well as professionals, I mean, Holly Doyle's riding as many winners now as she ever did without a claim. Josie Gordon, Hayley Turner's riding Ascot winners for fun at the minute. No, I don't think they need an allowance. I'm sure they would happily take it. Some people may say it might be an insult to the girls that have ridden the claims out, but you know, I've worked really hard. I've ridden my claim down to 3 against professionals, and yes, it's more difficult now, and you know, I don't claim 7 like I used to do, but I would hope I have improved enough to just claim 3, and no, I think fair game, and that's why we're in it, for equality.
Okay, and the other thing that people are always in the news is the whip debate. What are your opinions on the whip? Should it be, is it fine as it is? Should it be banned? What would your personal opinions be?
Well, look, the whip's there as a motivator. It's there as a corrector. You know, if you're riding a horse over a jump and it veers off to the left, you know, you're going to have to correct it. I don't think we overuse the whip, and I think we fairly get, you know, banned if you do overuse the whip. No, I think we have got it, you know, in a good place. I think the 7 and 8, I think it's enough. I mean, you could go down to 5 if you wanted. I rode in Denmark last weekend. They can only hit the horse 3 times, including down the shoulder. Now, by the time I'd hit my horse 3 times, I was still maybe half a furlong from home. Would it be the difference between winning and losing? I don't know, but that's their rules, and you have to abide by them. I think in every sport, whether it be racing, football, rugby, you will be criticised for something, because that's what we like to do. But at the minute, I don't see that it's cruel or there's any reason to change it.
Right. And being a horsewoman, you know, everybody, well, you can see in the yard, the horses are really well cared for. But just go back, you mentioned you raced in Denmark. How often do you race abroad then?
Not very often. It took me a long time to get there as well. Traumatic. No, I've ridden, I've ridden in America, France, Ireland, I've ridden in Denmark. Just, you know, when you get invited, and we're very lucky, and it's very fair for the boys and girls riding that we get selected and we hopefully go when we can. But you know, when you're busy racing a lot at home, that's your priority. So like, I was lucky last weekend, I could get to go over there and ride, and it was great. Yeah.
Okay, now finally, you've achieved an awful lot, all these things we've mentioned that you're doing, you still are doing. Have you got any ambitions or different sort of goals for the future?
Well, I suppose I need to start thinking about that. No, I think at the minute my main aim is to try and win, do the double of the championships. That's was at the back of my mind last year, and I'd obviously failed by a couple of winners to a worthy winner in Tab Wilsey over jumps. But yeah, I think if I didn't concentrate on that and put everything into trying to win both championships, then, but future, you know, I've done my trainer's modules. There's been talk without me knowing that I was going training, but you know, it's something you've got to put into the back of your mind. And if the opportunity arose, I'd love to take it up. But at the minute, I think happy training my odd pointer and just race riding.
Brilliant. Becky Smith, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Look out for our regular money-back offers, including Pipped at the Post on selected horse racing and Saved by the 90s for all Premier League and televised championship matches. BeGambleAware.org. Over 18 only.